I've been told that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. The older I get, I'm gonna agree. Sometimes if you have a hearty breakfast, it can literally carry you through not only lunch, but early evening. Let's say if you have a good bowl of grits and a good bowl of oatmeal and you forget to eat lunch, it can carry you. So shout out to hearty breakfast, okay? Now, I am guilty of not eating breakfast every day like I should, but I can attest to the fact that when I do partake of a good, hearty, healthy breakfast, it really makes a difference in my day. But today, we're gonna talk about the fact that there can only be one. This is Stephanie, and welcome to Audio Oasis Storytelling Podcast, a place where you can stop by, listen, think, laugh, but most importantly, rest. Please share this podcast with anyone who could use a restful storytelling escape. Thanks so much for stopping by. And now, on to our story. In the corner to my left, we have the one, the only, the smooth, the elegant, the pancake, golden discs of joy. It depends on how you like your pancake. Some people like a well-done pancake with the crisp around the edges, maybe a little burnt, not too much burnt, but a little well-done underneath for a little crunch when you eat it. I mean, it's a preference. Others like the perfect, I call it the immaculate pancake. It's consistently golden across the top. There's hardly any crispy edge. It's just perfect. Perfectly golden on the bottom, just like the top. And the center is just fluffy goodness. If you want to really be fancy, you know, fancy, we can go the crepe route. And a crepe is basically a super, super thin pancake, almost translucent. I think that a crepe is nothing more than a pancake all dressed up on its way to prom, right? So you have your very thin and beautiful, beautiful crepe, and you fill it with luscious fillings like fruit and other fillings and whipped cream, and then you roll it, drizzle a beautiful glaze on top of the warm crepe with the delicious filling, and then you sprinkle powdered sugar on top of that, and you cut into it, and it's the perfect blend of a very thin pancake, but it's a crepe, and then you also have that hint of fruity flavoring and just a little pinch of the wonderful glaze and a little kiss of powdered sugar. What a treat. Let's go to the other side. In the corner to my right, the rugged, the mighty waffle. Some say that a waffle is nothing but a pancake from the hood, and I'll tell you why. If you pour a pancake batter into a waffle maker, you got waffles. And one of the things that we love about waffles is the pockets of goodness in every waffle. Every waffle has a little compartment where you can savor the flavor. It's where all of the syrup and all of the goodness has a chance to sit and meditate about the joy it's going to bring your taste buds. If you have a lot of time and you're slightly tilted, you can put different flavors in each compartment of your waffle. But if you do that, you are quite the special person indeed. And so, my wonderful listeners, I ask you, the smooth, the wonderful, the elegant pancake, or the mighty, mighty rugged waffle? This is super important and the world needs to know. Stephanie again. Thank you for listening to Audio Oasis Storytelling. We appreciate you taking the time to stop by and hope that you had a moment of blissful escape. Have you subscribed yet? Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at AO_storytelling. Until the next time, safe travels and be well.